Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, March 19th. I'm Abby Larico. Missouri breweries are getting into the THC business by creating hemp sodas and seltzers.
Just pop open, drink, relax, and perfect, just what I need.
But a federal ban of hemp products is set to take effect this fall, potentially wiping out the re-emerging industry. That story's coming up after this news on The Gateway. The NCAA men's basketball tournament is expected to draw thousands of people to and around the Enterprise Center in downtown St. Louis this weekend. Police set a curfew for teenagers during the event with the goal of curbing violence and other unruly behavior. STLPR's Lucretia Wembley has details.
Teens under the age of 18 will have to be home between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. Friday through Sunday. The curfew was set after hundreds of teens engaged in violence and disruptive behavior in parts of downtown and North St. Louis last weekend. St. Louis Police Chief Robert Tracy asked the public to help keep the peace.
As spring break continues in our community, any reckless disregard for life or property will not be tolerated. If you see something, please say something. Call 911 or tell a police officer.
Police say the Missouri Highway Patrol, SWAT, and undercover officers will help monitor downtown. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
Chief Tracy says parents could face fines or jail time if their children are detained. An investigation into last weekend's street takeover is ongoing. St. Louis's Emergency Management Agency is getting a small staffing boost ahead of the upcoming severe weather season. The city's Fiscal Oversight Board unanimously voted to add one position to SEMA's organizational chart. That gives the agency seven full-time positions, three of which are currently filled. The board also made some changes to allow the agency to hire people that more closely match its needs. SEMA has been under scrutiny since last May's tornado. Its commissioner told St. Louis Public Radio earlier this year that the agency would need at least a dozen people on staff to meet its mission as currently outlined. Ferguson residents last night heard from developers who want to expand a data center on the former Emerson campus. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, some residents say they still have unanswered questions.
The proposal includes 15 years of tax abatements that depend on the company retaining and adding jobs to the campus. Developers say they will follow zoning laws and noise ordinances and use renewable energy. But some residents still left the meeting with concerns. Mildred Kleins lives near the campus. She says she's worried about noise and the city's finances.
They talk about the police. They don't have enough people, law enforcement. They don't have the money. They don't have the budget for it. And now you want to give this company all this money for a tax abatement.
The redevelopment of the campus could cost $1.8 billion. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
A St. Louis University YouGov poll of 900 Missouri voters shows 47% support an upcoming ballot measure that would ban abortion. The initiative would also ban surgeries, hormones, and other procedures for transgender minors. Poll director Steve Rogers says opposition to gender-affirming care could sway voters in a different direction than in 2024. That's when Missourians approved Amendment 3, which put the right to an abortion in the state's constitution.
I think a critical aspect of it is that there are also going to be restrictions placed into the Constitution regarding gender-affirming care. And so I think this is going to be the key difference between what we saw, say, 2 years ago and now.
Voters will decide this year's measure, which is also called Amendment 3, in November. The federal government has paid out more than $63 million as part of its expansion of compensation for people affected by radioactive materials. More than 1,300 people in Missouri, as well as parts of Kentucky and Tennessee, have received the payments. Advocates say the progress is encouraging. Dawn Chapman is the co-founder of the advocacy group Just Moms STL and was a guest on St. Louis on the Air. She says so far, though, some people who apply for aid are still waiting.
They're getting a, we need you to provide more residency, or we need you to provide better medical records, that sort of thing. But there will eventually be denials, and we're waiting to see what those denials will look like.
Organizations including the St. Louis County Library are helping people get the documents they need to file for compensation. Contract negotiations between the Cahokia Heights Teachers Union and the superintendent are only getting worse. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports the union says they've uncovered more potential wrongdoing from school administrators.
Last month, the union made allegations of financial mismanagement and asked prosecutors to investigate. Yesterday, the union said it found evidence the district paid thousands to a caterer whose daughter is an administrator. It also said it found more evidence that an assistant superintendent was overpaid by $1 million. In a letter to staff, Superintendent Curtis McCall Jr. said the union's actions are no longer about the contract, but are about personal and political agendas. The local's president, Wendy Lockman, says they had to bring these issues to light.
It's not just a tactic. This is important stuff. This is the public has a right to know what's going on in our schools.
The teachers have been working under an expired contract since the summer. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Missouri Department of Conservation is once again working to remove invasive carp from Creve Coeur Lake in Maryland Heights. The invasive fish eat so much that they often outcompete native fish and other aquatic life. They also jump out of the water when spooked by boat motors, which can damage boats and hurt people, and sounds terrifying. MDC has made multiple efforts to control carp in the lake, including removing about 47,000 of them 8 years ago. The agency will put nets in Creve Coeur Lake to round up the carp starting this week. They'll stay in the lake until May. For safety reasons, MDC says people should stay at least 50 feet away from nets, buoys, and other equipment used to control the carp. Creve Coeur Lake Park will stay open, as well as public boat ramps on the lake's south and west sides. Missouri breweries are now getting into the THC business by creating hemp sodas and seltzers that can result in a marijuana-like high. But as Jana Rose Schleiss reports, due to a congressional ban, these products and potentially the entire industry now have an expiration date.
It's happy hour at Logboat Brewing Company in Columbia, Missouri, and bartender Mark Alexio is doing what he's done for the better part of 35 years, serving beer, seltzers, cider, and cocktails to about two dozen thirsty patrons.
I've had some people come in who know exactly what they're ordering, other people who are curious, and maybe actually a third group who are like secretive about it, who come in and are just like, I heard you guys have that one drink.
That one drink is Logboat's newest product. It's called Garden Club, and it isn't a beer. It doesn't even contain alcohol. It's a grape or orange flavored soda infused with 10 milligrams of THC, the psychoactive compound in cannabis. Consumer behavior is changing in the beverage industry, and Alexio says more of his customers want to unwind with an alcohol alternative.
I want something I can take home, just pop open, drink, relax, and perfect, just what I need. You know, it's like that deep breath after a long day, you're just like,
Hemp beverages, similar to those offered at Logboat, started hitting the market around 2022. That's because the 2018 Farm Bill removed a decades-long ban on growing hemp, opening the door to a new industry of hemp-derived products, including those that contain THC. This is often referred to as the hemp loophole.
Some people like to call it a loophole. We like to call it, you know, an opportunity.
Christopher Lackner is the founder and president of the Hemp Beverage Alliance, an organization that advocates for regulating hemp-derived THC beverages the same way alcohol is. But late last year, Congress passed a bill to end the government shutdown and with it close the hemp loophole. Now, unless Congress acts again or state lawmakers get involved, all hemp THC products will again be illegal this November. For Lackner, that started the clock.
Most people took that as a call to action to be, all right, we have 1 year to create a regulatory framework that satisfies the concerns of the folks who voted in support of this ban.
Back at the brewery, cans of Logboat products are filled and sealed before traveling along a conveyor belt and into six packs. It only takes Logboat brewers 48 hours to create a batch of Garden Club, a much shorter timeline than producing beer. Since the brewery launched the hemp product in January, it's been a top three seller in the taproom. Logboat co-founder and CEO Tyson Hunt is monitoring the federal hemp legislation daily. He also spent a day at the Missouri Capitol in early March trying to convince state lawmakers to step in.
When I started the company, I didn't think I'd get into government affairs, but here we are. Somebody's got to do it, right?
The company is currently brewing 60-barrel batches of the THC soda. But if laws aren't passed soon, Hunt says he'll reconsider.
Hoping for regulation. We'll see. It might shrink down to 30 barrels if nothing's happening by midsummer. And then if we don't have any movement by, you know, September, I think we'll wind it down.
If a law doesn't pass by November, the return of hemp will have been short-lived. I'm Jana Rose Schleiss.
That story comes to us from member station KBIA in Columbia. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.